Stacy Gray, a gypsy moth, soaring close to a flame. He said, I'm going to where I have to go. The desert calls my name. With her horse and old dog Ringo, she went to tame her lamb. She merged like a chameleon into the colors of Texas sand. It was a state and half away, 300 acres and a shack. I went to see her once. She said she won't be coming back. Stacy Gray never wanted bigger things. She never flew, but she had wings. She lived free, she had style, and I just can't forget her, though it's been a while. I found a message on my phone, it chilled me to the bone. Stacy whispered low and fast, she wasn't home alone. Three guys in an old red truck had arrived real late that day. They looked like predators, and she was feeling like their prey. I drove 6 hours to Stacy's, a clean horizon with no life, except an old red pickup truck that went past on 55. I found her door still open, a stabbing pain went through my head. It's an age-old story about bad that comes at night. But I found a ripped-off earlobe. She hadn't given up without a fight. Miles of gravel, my beat up dusty Ford could take on the very devil. In a truck stop in Oklahoma, pouring stories over beer, I found the three red truck boys, and one had a severed ear. In tales and all old westerns, the hero always beats the rest. Though life just ain't a story, and I'm a small guy at best. But I had a shotgun in my hand, and Ringo knew the score. We kept our eyes upon those guys and beckoned them to the door. Can't forget her, though it's been a while. She loved being a rancher, lived a full life every day. But them trucking boys had taken that, there was nothing more to say. I stood still with Ringo, the old dog licked my hand. We buried my cowgirl sister
by an old tree on her land. In the dusty hills, half a state away, some boys had hit bad luck. The cops had found three bodies in a burnt out old red truck.